got so angry. Oh, I know. But you know what? I'm prepped. I'm ready. I've got everything I need, so...
Awesome. You're so depressed. I'm sorry.
No, it's not a laughing matter, cunt. Like, we've been trying to record for the last fucking 45 minutes.
Hour. Not 45 minutes, 1 hour. And before you mock me...
My Uber Eats.
I've already... my Uber Eats. I've completely fucked this whole operation.
You fucking have. And you know what?
Podcast, everyone.
Go fuck yourself. You know, there was a part of me that was like, you know what? Once I finally, after fucking, I don't know, maybe like 25 years, get this thing off the ground, the first person I'm going to hire, Sam Davis. But you know what?
Changed?
Oh, fuck yes, it's changed. Fucking.
Who are you going to hire now?
Does it matter? It's probably Ben, if I'm going to be honest now. Because you know where
you're
going
to be. It was originally Ben before me.
Actually, there was more people before that. But regardless, stop trying to fucking distract from the fact that you fucked up. And you're going to be fucking in a fucking shallow grave on the side of the fucking New England highway.
Where are the people who were going to join on with you before?
I made false hope. I made false promises. I couldn't make content that was good enough to make it big. They may have other interests. It's life, bro.
Are they coming back?
Oh, maybe. They might come back. Some of them.
All of them?
Maybe. They've probably got their own careers now.
I'm being a pest. The Pets Barn, that's where Brennan worked.
Who?
Brennan from Step Brothers.
From Step Brothers. Because we were talking about Step Brothers while you were fucking eating your food when we should have been fucking recording. Because I told you 5:30.
We are recording right now. The podcast has been going for a few minutes.
No, that's not what we're doing. No, I don't give
a
fucking
shit. This is 100%. Part of the podcast. And if this is not part of the podcast, I will fire Matthew from his own organization. I'll fire the CEO. I'll hostile takeover this.
You know
shit.
What I think it is? I think you got too fucking comfortable and you can go, oh yeah, I can rock up 5 minutes late.
Too fucking comfortable. I just apologized to you like 8 times, cunt.
No, I... You know what? Essendon suck. That is the jersey you're wearing, correct?
Fucking St Kilda, motherfucker.
I don't know. What? Do you know what? Because people who watch AFL, their parents had sex with their brother or sister to make it happen. Look. Welcome back to the Only Talk podcast. I'm your host, Matthew Winter.
Welcome back, Sam Davis. Even though we've been going for 5 minutes. I'm Samuel.
I'm pissed off because you're late.
Daniel Andrews.
You know what? You're like, oh yeah, I'm going to be ready. I've got my drinks. I've got my cruises because it's my favorite drink.
Can I just start by saying-
Happy 16th birthday, by the way.
I do apologize. Thank you. Cruises is my favorite drink. They're not actually my least favorite. I do apologize. I got them for the meme. Guys, we were meant to record like an hour ago and everything I did failed. So I'm a failure and I've just failed in general. But if you watch my other podcast plug, that's the reason.
You cannot go and plug your little lost media podcast.
Oh no, I meant the unlisted one that's in the episode 38's description. That's the reason why I was late. The other two were on time, and then I decided as a dumb cunt to do that.
But, so you're telling me that you're late because you record an hour long podcast that is going to be unlisted on your channel in the description.
Can I just make the point that Omni Radio's got 10 subscribers in the past couple of weeks, thanks to me?
Thanks to you? No. Thanks to consistency.
No. That was all me. That was fucking all me. Oh, okay. That's enough dick riding for one night. What have we got on the agenda tonight, Matthew? What are your topics you've written down?
I've got no topics, bro. We're not a topic podcast. You've been trying to do this bit for like fucking ever since you came back, which is like what, 6 episodes ago? This is episode 8,
I did it just then to
actually
try and divert attention away from me being a complete cunt, but it didn't really work. I think I've just started this all.
Can I do my ad read?
Yeah, do that thing.
Fuck's sake. Okay, just give me a second. Okay, you ready?
I've still got it written down as in case.
Can you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear that? Okay.
Oh, wow. Explore Microsoft Films and TV. It made Microsoft...
Hey there, fellow truth seekers. I'm Matthew Winter, host of the On We Talk podcast, and I've got a bone-chilling revelation for you. Cyber terrorists are lurking in the shadows, ready to steal your data and invade your privacy. But fear not, I've found a solution to protect us from their prying eyes. ExpressVPN. It's like a tinfoil hat for your online activities, shielding you from the nefarious hackers and cyber criminals. Let me just scroll down for a second. I've done my research, and ExpressVPN is the real deal. With their military-grade encryption, they make sure that your online data stays private and secure, away from the clutches of cyber terrorists. But that's not all. ExpressVPN also lets you choose the vast array of virtual locations, so you can go undercover and bypass censorship. It's like having your own digital invisibility cloak. Take that, big brother. Give us a sec, I just need to scroll it out a bit. So if you're ready to join me in the fight against cyber terrorists and protect your online privacy, head over to expressvpn.onwe. Fuck, no, that's not it. It's actually expressvpn.com/onwe. Don't let them snoop around your digital footprint. Stay vigilant, stay informed, and always stay protected with ExpressVPN.
Oh, are we done? Oh, fuck, I just sculled the cruiser.
Fuck, I've got more music playing. Fuck me, sorry about that. That was a real ad, by the way. Oh, we don't actually have a sponsor, but thank you. That goes.
Thank you, sponsor. I hope you watch that, even though you're sponsoring a podcast that won't get your brand reach. Thank you for the sponsor. Thanks, sponsor.
The only thing I've got to say is I said vigilant, and it's actually vigilant.
Ah, yes.
You have no idea, and I'm like, I know that word, and I'll say it fine during the podcast read, even if it's just an AI written podcast read, and I fucking didn't.
I used to have this meme with my other friend who is dyslexic as fuck, and he'd do that every single word, basically, and we'd just take the piss out of him, and it made him sad. I'm sorry to that guy.
It's kind of a fucked up thing to do if you really think about it.
Not as fucked up as the shit you do calling the fucking grocery guy. What'd you call him again?
Anal. That's his name. That was his
That is so much worse. The way you said anal. That was his name. I'm sure that's his name on his birth certificate.
It is. No, okay, it's not. It's Alan. It's actually not Alan. There was actually, okay, another story. So, at one of the pubs that I've been to, there was this guy, and I remember his first name. His name ended in CK, because like when he turned around, I could see like, you fuck weird. What a shitty joke. I saw CK on the side of his shirt, and I'm like, oh fuck, his name is fuck. Like he looks like a guy. He's got like a shitty beard and a shitty haircut. I'm like, his parents definitely named him fuck. Like as soon as he came out of the womb, they're like, oh, what do you want to call him? Fuck. Because they looked at how ugly the kid was.
Could have been
that
Derek.
A joke.
It sounds like he was Derek. He was
his real name's,
Derek.
His name's Nick, okay?
Oh, Derek was a good guess.
Derek is not a good name.
Derek. CK.
That's what I said.
You said Darian's not a good name. No good name.
I said Derek. Derek. You can
have a bit of dyslexia.
I think that the bit of dyslexia. You know what? You can't fucking delay my podcast by an hour and 10 minutes and then go.
I want to be a cunt.
No, you can't. You truly can't. You know what? I've already had a hard day dealing with people.
Let's talk about that. Because you work so many hours a week. You work your ass off and you come on this podcast and I'm just a dickhead. So what is that like? What is the life like of just people? Just people being assholes and not getting their comeuppance. Like, what happens? Like,
do you know how many kids that I wanted to slap in the face?
Just do it. Out of hours. Just set up a fight. Set up Fight Club underneath McDonald's in the basement of McDonald's. That'd be awesome.
I really don't want to lose my job. Maybe like when I'm on the way out.
Well, that's why you say
my job.
That's why you say to the kids, rule number one, you do not talk about Mackie Fight Club. Rule number two, you do not talk about Mackie Fight Club. Rule number three, you do not talk about Mackie Fight Club. Okay, all right. It's just
the type of kids that are in my town, I'm sorry, but one of them would go, he'd go up to someone who shouldn't know and go, do you know why we can't talk about Mackie Fight Club? Like, can someone like explain that to me?
Bro, just see Meatloaf in Fight Club. He's basically the exact same thing.
Never seen Fight Club.
To be fair, I only watched it like a couple months ago for the first time, but it will probably change your life, that movie.
Do you know what movie changed my life?
No.
Supersize Me.
I watched that last week. What the fuck? I watched that last week. Yeah, I love it. It's great. I watched it 2 or 3 times.
What do you think? Give us a mini review, guy.
For 3 days, it got me off fast food and then I was back on it once again. But I don't want to eat Maccas. I want to eat more gourmet, you know, fast food.
Can you just explain, because this is actually quite an old movie and probably a millennial audience has never seen it. Just give us a synopsis.
So Supersize Me. Supersize Me is about a guy. His name, I know it's on the tip of my tongue, but what he does is Garth Brooks. That's his name. He's very, very healthy dude. Lives a life of health. Grew up, his mum cooked for him every single day, and he's perplexed as to why everyone's obsessed, you know, with eating Maccas every day. So he concocts a challenge for himself because he believes that it's obviously very painfully obvious, dangerous food. And he says, what would happen to my body if I ate McDonald's 3 times a day, every day for an entire month straight? And to cut a long story short, don't listen to the rest of my sentence if you don't want it spoiled for you. So I'll give you the warning for the next few seconds. What happens he goes to the doctor the first
Spoiler
time.
Spoiler warning.
Shut the fuck. I'm trying to explain. All right, sorry. Okay. He goes to the doctor the first time.
Can't take my gimmick, by the way.
This is sponsored by McDonald's, this shirt. And the doctors basically say that he's got the best health they've almost ever seen for a person his age and his height. And it's literally perfect. And then he goes to the doctor after a month. He goes to it in between the documentary. But he goes after a month and they say, your liver is the equivalent of drinking an entire bottle of rum every day for a month. He literally has his liver's shut down virtually. It's on one leg. So, and there's all sorts of other issues with his health. Like his cholesterol is just stupid. Like I don't know the exact numbers because I'm not a medical doctor, but there was one of the things that was at a 57 and then it went to a 220. And 220 is considered, like 300 is upwards of 300, you die. So I'm not sure what it was. But yeah, the point of the documentary is there is a lot more options that make you feel better about living and, you know, don't make you die quicker than McDonald's. But if you're a smoker who's watching Supersize Me, like, there's no point. Don't even watch it. Like, if you're someone who loves smoking cigarettes, this is a bit fucked. But and is never going to quit because you're obsessed with it, don't watch Supersize Me. It's the same thing for being obsessed with McDonald's. If you're obsessed with McDonald's, you eat it every day, there's no point in watching that documentary because it will have zero effect on you. So, yeah. But I don't know. So, it's anyone can watch it.
So, I think that, like, I think McDonald's and fast food in general has gotten, quote-unquote, healthier.
Slightly.
Like, it's not as bad now. But it's still not the greatest thing in the world. Like, I do know that, like, I think it's got better from what I can see. Like, not even just like the introduction of like, I don't know, like what, salads and wraps. There's a lot of sugar in the buns as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that's one of the big things. You put salt on the fries because it makes you want to drink more soft drink. And then you because you drink that, blah, blah, blah. And like, it's just, you know what? Half of it's marketing. I think it's just everything in moderation. Do you know what I mean? Like I actually worked with a girl and at one point she was like, oh, like big old healthy girl. She was like, oh, well, I'm going to get a large Big Mac meal and I'm going to get Diet Coke because I'm watching my weight. And I'm like, are you hearing yourself right now?
That's the joke Boogie 2988 said in one of his food
Boogie 2988.
Kilos.
Boogie 2988. If you're going to reference people of internet law, you need to make sure you name their name right, okay, bro?
No, I said Boogie 2988 2988. Same fucking shit.
No, that's like calling this the fucking Ennui radio show or some shit like that. No, that shit pisses me off. Like the fucking name is
that's
right
like
there.
The pot
it's Ennui
calling
talk.
The kettle black.
I'll fucking call you black in a second if you don't fucking get your shit together. Fucking go
cancelled 2023.
I don't think, and I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to go on the record. I've never said anything that I should get canceled for.
Did depends who interprets it. But that girl, she surely looked at you and realized that she was talking complete and utter shit as she was saying that. Or did she genuinely think that was going to help her watch her weight?
She genuinely thought.
Does she know what a calorie is? Could she explain the definition of a calorie? Actually, in Super Size Me, they ask people to explain the definition of a calorie, and only one person knows. And I didn't know while I was watching it, obviously.
What is a calorie?
Fast food. Calorie is, okay, I'm trying to remember what she said. It's the contents of how much energy a food has that, yeah, that's all I know. I can't give you the medical actual definition. It would, when you look it up and read it out, it will probably be the exact same way the doctor said it in Super Size Me and how she described it. But the way she described it isn't for the average person. I think you're better off saying it's how much energy is in a food, like how much energy intake you're meant to have per day. So if you have 2,000 calories in one meal, probably not a great idea because that's the amount you're supposed to have in one day. But yeah, tell us.
It's a measurement of the energy of content. The measurement of the energy content of food. The body needs calories as to perform its functions, breathing, circulating blood, etc. When a person's sick, they might need extra calories to fight fever and other problems. But like, you know, a normal
is that why McDonald's Ronald McDonald House exists?
Mate, I was in Ronald McDonald House. That's so you probably shouldn't make fun of that sort of shit.
Fucked joke. No, well, they pump Big Mac into. No, I'm going to stop myself.
Children. I'll be fucking pumping myself into you if... Oh, fuck. I don't think it would
okay, right. Oh, man.
Go drink your fucking Raspberry Cruises, you bloody 16-year-old.
You know how much I love this meme? You know how much I love this meme? You know how Too Basic got once? He actually likes these. This is actually his drink of choice. To be fair, look, I'll be honest. Trying to drink whiskey, like you can just down these. You can have like 30 a night and you'll throw up, but you can just go with them. Whereas whiskeys and other alcohol is a lot tougher. Like it's, no.
I like whiskey.
It's my favorite.
I don't mind it. It's
you don't
it's
mind
pretty good,
it
in honesty.
Whiskey's it's the right. best
ben,
alcohol.
Ben drinks whiskey. You mean my mate Ben, co-host of the Omni Radio Show.
To Omni be Radio fair Hour. To Ben, his choice in alcohol is top notch. In my opinion,
it is. Agreed.
Except for drinking beer often, because drinking beer often is not a good idea. But whiskey is his choice in alcohol. In terms of whiskey, is great, and the odd glass of wine. Yeah.
Do you think our 14-year-old audience really enjoys this conversation?
Yeah. Well, fuck the 14-year-old audience. Can I reiterate that drinking is only enjoyable in moderation, and that this is my first drink in about 7 weeks. So. The only time you should drink is to celebrate something. Like for me, I'm drinking to celebrate being on the On We Talk podcast and getting this opportunity.
That's just celebration.
Also, I'm drinking to celebrate life, you know, living, and also, you know, making a bunch of videos recently and stopping. But can I just say that this sounds like a drunk rant now, doesn't it?
It does. But keep going.
I only had like three. But yeah, continue. Mm. Well, just go to what you're going to say next.
Did you say continue? You were the one talking. I was going to say, okay, look, yeah, I agree. Drinking is good in moderation. Which brings us to our next sponsor, Happy Dad. The Nelk Boys have their own drink called Happy Dad.
Cruiser every ad read, damn it.
This is not an actual ad read.
Oh,
this is just me mentioning Happy Dad.
I have a rule.
Have you seen Happy Dad?
Skullet Cruiser every ad read. No, what the fuck is that?
So, you know the Nelk Boys?
I only know the Nelk Boys from their old days where they used to pretend they were delivering a pizza to people and just throw the fucking pizza at them and see what happened.
They do a lot better stuff than that. They've done a few videos with Hasbullah. You know Hasbullah? Little cute Russian guy.
He always seemed like he was notoriously hard to interview and then he just became easy to interview. Is that the case? Or was he always easy to interview?
I think he's just Russian and foreign and it's hard to sort of different.
I think his PR team made him really hard to work with. Like they made sure that people had to pay top dollar to get Hasbullah interviews.
Oh, I think at one point that was sort of a bit, because he just started posting videos on social media and then people were like, oh, he's cool. Like he's cool. I want to, you know, get involved in my brand deal or get on my podcast and shit.
He got a good agent, I'm guessing. But yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Nelk Boys done a few videos with him. But like they have a seltzer called Happy Dad, which is like them getting out of just making content. It's like their Happy Dad is like Feastables to Mr. Beast. or Prime to Logan Paul. Prime is not good. I don't really. I had it on the after show, month or so ago, and it was okay.
Have you tried it after like exercising? Because it probably tastes way better after a workout. Yeah, anything tastes good after a workout. So yeah,
I was going to say a glass of cum probably tastes good after a workout, but I'm not going to go drink a glass of cum. I don't know why you're laughing, but that's whatever.
It was funny. You told a funny joke. Well played.
But I've always wanted to sell like an alcoholic beverage. I would like to sell cider, if I'm going to be honest. If Henri is going to get into to any alcoholic beverage, it's going to be cider and maybe whiskey. Probably not.
I'd help out with the organization of making that happen, but I don't think I'd drink much of the product because weird thing about cider is most ciders have a preservative in them, which gives me a splitting headache. So every time I've drank cider, I had a horrible, horrible headache.
That's it. That's the branding. It's called like the Brain Splitter. Henri presents Brain Splitter Cider. Ow, I've got a headache. Oh, is that because you've been drinking brain splitting cider? I don't know.
You know what people say in the comments?
What?
What the fuck does Henri mean?
It means boredom. It's just a brand name. Nike wasn't Nike before it was Nike. McDonald wasn't McDonald until it was McDonald.
Yeah.
Kanye wasn't Kanye until he said that he hated Jews. And then he said he's like, oh, I like Jews now. Jonah Hill. Yeah, cool. Seth Rogen. Yep, cool.
Judd Apatow.
Judd Apatow. What is with you pronouncing people's names wrong?
What is with your taste in movies?
Boogie 2988. You fucking half.
2988. Kilos or pounds? I used to be a huge fan of him. That's not right.
Yeah, he's a bit of a prick now.
Are they your only favorite movies, by the way? Judd Apatow movies? I don't think you literally like watch movies.
What's wrong with a Judd Apatow movie? I watch movies.
Well, it's not cinema. It's funny. I like his movies. I like them. They're enjoyable. This is 40 is a shit fucking movie. But
great movie.
That's not cinema. That's like I tried to get Matt to watch Fargo, and it's been almost 2 years, and the cunt still hasn't watched it.
I've tried to get you to watch Nirvana, the band, and the show, and you haven't watched a single episode.
Again, it's like a Judd Apatow production. Like it's not cinema.
Oh,
it's not.
Bullshit! Are we gonna get into this fucking cinema versus film?
I want
a
debate with this cunt.
Are you?
We need to have
a
debate when I'm actually there. Like we need to have a fight on the podcast cinephile. When I'm there, so I'm not a pussy doing it online. I'm a connoisseur, you know? I like the fine things in life.
You're drinking cruisers.
I like, you know, a nice Chardonnay, you know, after a long day when it's fun to play if you're gay.
Are you done? If I'm going to be honest, you're just embarrassing yourself now, mate. On my platform that I gave you.
You gave me a platform.
I really like your your content.
Can I just say
I
that was
contact you by email. Fuckwit. Sorry, that's my impression of you.
Okay. Well, I could have just not said anything and just been like, said nothing and your content was garbage or send a hate message or a hate mail. But no, I put the effort in to actually tell you how much I liked your work and this is how I get repaid. But then again, you gave me a platform and I'm using that pretty poorly. So I think we're both... No, mainly you is a terrible human being.
I'll end the podcast right now. Seriously. I don't care if it's 24 minutes. We're only 24 minutes in.
24 minutes is actually quite a good length. Like that's like a television show. This could be a TV series of podcasts airing 7:30 Wednesdays every night on Channel 7.
Nobody watches TV anymore, bro. TV. It's all about the streaming services and TikTok, okay? What do you know about success on the fucking entertainment field of industry?
Nothing.
Okay?
Up until a few weeks ago. But nothing, mostly.
Exactly.
Mine is not much success.
You know what? You couldn't even fucking finish TAFE, mate.
It was a one-year course and I did the year. You mean couldn't do uni? I never went to uni.
Did you do a certificate? Or a diploma?
No, I did a diploma of screen and media, radio and TV.
Yeah, okay. Then what happened to the advanced diploma? There's another one there, bro. What's going on?
Oh, I didn't want to do more.
I've got all the education I need now.
I learned everything on YouTube, guys. I was self-taught. I didn't want to do any more uni because I was sick of school.
That's tough.
You were the same. You finished high school and then didn't do further education. No.
You know what? I got straight smart. What do you got? A fucking shitty podcast and a shitty YouTube channel. That's what you fucking got. Sorry.
Are you baiting me into like trying to one up you? Like, I feel like that's what's happening. I feel like you're baiting me into trying like be a dick, but I'm not going to.
You know what? I'm actually trying this shock jock persona.
Are you Kyle Sandilands now?
It's Sandilands. Say fucking people's names right.
That one was obviously intentional.
We do have a voicemail as well. We got one.
Yes.
So, you know, Lars from the first podcast, we had a few podcasts together on this podcast. We had a joint podcast for a bit called Winter of This Content. That's what it was. Winter of This Content.
Why are there no episodes of that coming out?
Because he said, I'm too good for you. And you can tell this from this.
I understand that. Oh, fuck me.
Test. Hello. Hello, is this... I can't tell if it's picking up my voice. I can't tell... No, I know... Yeah, I know, guys, it's on Discord. I can't tell if this website's working, though. Hold on.
So as far as I know, I think he's recording his own podcast on Discord. And during the podcast recording, he's gone and done a voicemail for my podcast...
I swear.
See, this is why I don't let many people in my fucking circle, because you know what happens? They either accuse
me laugh
of things
too much,
or they happens. No, let me fucking talk, you fucking St. Kilda fan.
Oh. Yeah.
They either accuse me of shit, or they just leave me and just make fun of me and like and troll me. And you know what? I'm not into this trolling shit. I'm not into Burger.
Yeah, but
asking questions
funny.
To yourself on your own on your own podcast.
That's also funny.
Wait, who am I? I'm Sam. I love the AFL. No, but seriously, Lars, you fucking piece of shit. If you want to, I'm going to be honest, I've had a shit day and this has actually made it fucking worse.
I think your day is getting better, surely. No, okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, continue.
You think my day is getting fucking better? I have to deal with fucking half-wits like you. Because you're the only person who fucking wants a podcast with me anymore.
Half-blood. Filthy half-blood.
And I've got guys who I used to do a podcast with, and he's doing fucking face voicemails for me. It's not fucking funny. No, I'm serious.
I love how Lars, I'm the last resort. That's not right, man. Come on.
I think that the only thing that would make this better...
The best option.
If his Lars got me on his podcast, and we had a nice little discussion...
Come on, Lars, the first podcast. Get him on. Get him on the first podcast. Come on.
I've never been on a podcast before. Yes, it's still running. It came back just recently.
I thought, that was gone for a while, the first podcast. Is it a good podcast?
It is a good podcast. They've had a lot of good guests.
What? Good try.
They had TV Filthy Frank 2 before I was actually was going to have them on.
TV Filthy Frank 2, though, like... Yeah, that's a dead meme at this point.
It is a dead meme. I feel like, okay, I'm gonna break the meta a little bit. Sometimes I don't know if people like, okay, we go from mentioning things like, oh, I don't know, just random cool funny stories, and then we go to like really niche things like TV Filthy Frank 2.
Nah, it's for a podcast like this, I think it's personality driven. So if you're someone who, I think because we're both sort of similar irritating, this is too meta. We're both a similar sort of irritating, so people either love us or hate us, and I think the people who hate us just don't watch, and the people who love us are the ones who watch. So it doesn't matter how much we jump around between topics, it's a personality driven thing. So you can talk about shoe reviews if you want to.
Shoe reviews, you know, Marcus Brownlee and MKDDBHHD.
That guy.
He has a shoe that just came out. Can you believe it?
That's pretty crazy that you're famous enough to release your own shoe. Mm. Is it doing well, or is it like?
No, it's doing well. It's doing quite well, actually.
Do you reckon the YouTuber, actually, this is a good topic to talk about. Do you reckon the YouTuber doesn't exist anymore? Because I've noticed a lot of YouTubers, it's just an ad, their videos to sell their product. Like, it's not content anymore. You, Jake Paul, Logan Paul, Marcus Brownlee, KSI.
I see them as
just about every YouTuber.
I see people like I don't think there's such thing as like a YouTuber. Like there is, in a way, but I think there's
what
people who make content.
Qualifies for a YouTuber? Is that such an interesting question?
I think okay. The thing was a YouTuber is somebody who made content for YouTube, but now you've got regularly, semi-regularly, doesn't really matter. But I think that now there's so many other places you can put content. You are just a general content creator.
Yeah.
But even like that sort of change, I think people are like, they make content, but they make products and they make podcast. They make different types of content, audio as well and video, and they sell things and they build brands. It's more about brand building now and like building an actual like business out of it. A lot of the time, like you don't really see of many people who just. Oh, you see a handful who are just like even they're not that big anymore. People who just like make content, like the traditional YouTuber. They're not the big ones now. At least
there's a market for it. I still think there's a market for like the average Joe just trying to do things the way it used to be done. I think because there was a lot of people that you know you see them comment like I yearn for the old days of YouTube, and it sounds cringe. But there is that indicates there's a market for people doing what used to be done on YouTube, whether it's 2005 fucking Smosh, pink donuts, or if it's like, I don't even remember what that was. You can fill me in on that. Or if there's like a market for people redoing Cancer Crew videos, like some shit like that. Stuff that was like in like glorious eras, I guess you could say, of YouTube. There's definitely like an audience there. But I agree. I think people have mostly moved on. I think there's more of an audience for current trends and shit like that.
You know what? I strongly disagree. I think that it's like the let's revamp every Disney movie or let's just make more Marvel movies.
No, it's like, completely different to that.
No, bull fucking shit. It's not because it's the same fucking content. People, it's like, oh, well then if you yearn for the old YouTube, go watch the old YouTube.
That's what
like,
I do.
No, like I'm no, and that's fine. That's great. That's fine.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, this is an interesting debate because I think I'm just trying to make the point. There's an audience for it. I'm not saying that it's like you know.
But that's,
I think
no,
there's
but
still
that's,
an audience
that's
for
nostalgia bullshit. Oh, things are better. It's the whole thing is better than the 90s bullshit.
Current day, yeah, I know what you mean. I was born in the wrong generation. That's sort of bullshit. I was born in the wrong generation. But I still think there's a market there for the old style because there's people like me who refuse to watch, or not refuse, but don't watch a lot of modern YouTube, you know? So I don't know.
Okay, there's two things there. One is a statement, one is a question. First, my statement is, the thing is, it's Brennan like a lot of it's like what we Brendan has a mangina. Brendan has a the thing is okay. The content that you miss is the content that you grew up with.
Obviously,
correct.
Yeah, that's
a lot of it. Do you know what I mean? It's like you had all this free time. It's the stuff you like grew up on. It's the stuff that inspired you. This is not just you I'm talking to. This is like people who just like watch YouTube.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like. The reason you miss that stuff is because you relate it to something in your childhood. I'm not trying to be a fucking psychologist here.
Well, it was the time you watched the most YouTube. Yeah, it was the time you were most addicted to enjoying like YouTube. Yeah, you're right. It is
because it's the same. Like I feel like it's like oh, I really liked a lot of the old Smosh because that's what I watched every single fucking week from like and I'm not joking when it was like that sort of 2006, 2007, 2008, 2009. 2010, 2011. I'm just naming years now.
Did you watch Smosh from 2006?
Yes. So I would have been 10 years old. Yes. I would have been watching Smosh that early.
Do you remember vividly watching YouTube in 2006? This is a weird
not. I don't remember watching it vividly that early. I remember watching like the original food battles.
Yeah.
Like quite vividly. And I remember watching, the one... the teleporting fat guy. I remember watching that really like when that originally came out. Have you, do you know what I'm talking about? No. Teleporting, teleporting, teleporting fat guy.
I never ever saw Smosh, ever. My friend was a huge fan of it though.
He's got his reminds me of you. Trusty glove. He's got it like his trusty, like cool glove. Burt Reynolds stole it from him. Stole it back.
Was Burt Reynolds actually a cameo at any point in Smosh, no. or was it just the character no. Burt Reynolds?
Just the character Burt Reynolds. Regardless, that's getting off topic. But it's like that's what like I've actually went back and watched a lot of those videos, and they're not good.
They don't hold up.
I don't think they do because the thing is that stuff was kid content. It was.
Yeah, look, I reckon a lot of the shit I watched when I was younger was for kids. I think, you know, Nostalgia Critic, maybe even the boys, the mofo, filthy rank items, maybe they were just kids and they were just making garbage. Because anyone I know who, if I try and get them to watch something they've never seen from that era, it doesn't work. You have to have been there, you know? It's not the kind of thing you can just invite a new audience to. It's a product of its era, I guess you could say, but it's also definitely made for kids. Like 100% it's made for fucking kids.
Well, let's have the conversation about, okay, Filthy Frank, Max Mofo, Anything Reviews, all that sort of stuff. And now, okay, Cold Ones. It's like the modern version of it. It's a more PG M version of it, I would say, if you wanted to put like a vague rating on it.
Well, there's aspects of Cold Ones that are way better, that it's improving from the original stuff, the stuff that I grew up with. And there's aspects of it that are just like,
What are the ones?
Do you want me to do that again? The problem with Cold Ones is there's too much going on. It's obviously made for people. It's obviously made, you know, for kids, but it's obviously made for like teenagers. There's target audience. I think a lot of adults watch it. I just like, there's just too much happening. I'm the kind of person.
You know what? Do you know what I think it is though?
Yeah.
It's very YouTube-y. In a lot of ways, it's very Mr. Beastie. It's very like that classic, but like their own sort of spin on it. That they get enough of that audience.
Yeah.
Because the thing is that they're running a business at the end of the day. I get that. Colin Smear actually talked about it a bit on their podcast. They play it safe a bit.
But their podcast sort of have to. Was so good in 2018 and 2019. It was fucking fire. Like I was watching the Jax Films one. Probably not. But I was watching the Jax Films one recently, like today even, and last night. And I just can't stop laughing. Like it's so funny. At the end, Max is just like, and thank to our guest, Jax Film. Jax just like laughing his ass off. And like the best, there's another great quote in it where Chad's just like, fuck every podcast that isn't a bunch of boys at a table getting groogy. Just like,
That's not even like I don't know. I think that's funny. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't think that's necessarily.
Oh, sorry. You know? Just became a robot for a second.
Why did it go all buzzy?
You didn't hear yourself in the earphones? Okay. What I just heard, and I hope it was recorded on your end, was that's what your audio just did.
That's what I said. I went.
You became Patty or Selma. All right, yeah, continue. Sorry,
I love you, Troy McClure.
Oh, you may remember really me from such shows that. As yeah, you do your Troy McClure. Oh,
I'm so upset.
Can I just say to the audience, we've had
I'm gonna cut. I'll split it.
Okay, I'll say after you.
Fuck me. Why is it? It's not even that hot though.
Okay, I'll try again. Should I even reference technical issues today or not even?
No, fucking don't.
I'll say it in the after show, maybe. Oh, Saints don't have technical issues tonight.
Okay, we're back.
The power's going to go out. We've had so many technical issues today, but anyway. And just laziness and bad preparation issues from me.
I had tech issues. You had fucking bad preparation issues, you fucking piece of work.
I prepare well for some things, but for other things, not so well.
No, I've noticed. But what I was going to say specifically was, I don't know. I feel like they've had, Cold Ones specifically, have had to go in a way where it's like, okay, we've got to sort of appeal to the algorithm and blah, blah, blah. And like, we know our audience, but we also need to have things that are clickable as well. They've really gone full on YouTube. I actually think they've done it like the best way out of people from this, you know, late 2010s alt YouTube sort of thing. Like they've transitioned quite well.
isn't it amazing where how dead their careers could have been? Like, you look at it, and it's more likely that their careers could have been dead than this.
Fuck yeah.
And I think that I give credit to Scott from Cool Shirts, who reached out to them and actually was, I believe, the person who came up with this whole idea. And I'll give credit to Yuri and the people that have been involved in Cold Ones right from the start. They're the guys that have encouraged, because Max Manfred and Anything Reviews, at heart, they're presenters. They're not the people who, I'll put it there. Max Manfred did run a successful YouTube channel and started his career very well with the prank calls and all that garbage. But he's like, I think their careers should have died. And the fact that they had such loyal fans like Scott, who was already running a successful business, reaching out to them, I think that's the reason why Cold Ones was successful.
Fucking absolutely.
And I think they've done a great job.
Sorry.
That's all I was going to say. You're all good.
The thing is, they were YouTubers. They weren't guys making content who were trying to like grow a business, blah blah blah. And there's pros and cons about both sides. I can tell, for example, that you are a content creator. You don't want to build a business. You're a YouTuber. You just want to make content and get views and hopefully make a living off it, quote unquote. Correct?
That is 100% accurate. I tried to start a business recently and I had zero interest in it.
You don't want to start a business. That's why I think the thing with you is I'm going to use and abuse you.
I'm a cog. I'm a fucking cog. Am I just the slave turn to Henri?
Yes.
I've always wanted to be a slave turn. So that's lit. I'm excited.
Okay. You don't have to say it like that. It's a bit weird.
Use you and abuse you is not weird, but slave turn is.
Nope.
Bruh. Not referring to slavery.
The other thing I was going to say though, specifically.
This took a weird turn just then.
It did take a weird turn in it. I don't know. I feel like certain people have like entrepreneurial business, you know, skills, and some people don't. And it's just, that is just what it is.
Isn't starting up a YouTube channel, like, isn't that technically qualified for a business though?
No, I think that's creativity more than anything. Do you know what I mean? To me.
I see what you mean. But
do you think that, when you make stuff on YouTube, you're thinking about the branding and I guess parts of the marketing, same as a traditional filmmaker. It's just a different sort of filmmaking avenue. People who want to like make brands and make businesses in a way, do you know what I mean? Like it's a different thing. Like I have both brains. I'm like fucking better than everybody. So Megamind. I have the ability.
Will Ferrell, Megamind, I think. Was he the main guy?
Yes, it was him.
Yeah, sorry.
It was him, yes. I'm done with you.
I love how it's gone from me seeing like his face to just your like box on the screen like moving and you... It's just the light flashing. It was him, yes. It was him and it kept flashing.
I'm actually going to end the podcast because I'm actually sick of your fucking shit. If I'm going to be like completely honest, I'm going to end the podcast.
I'm sorry, but thank you guys so much for watching. We've got a bunch of stuff coming out soon.
No, you don't end it. I have things to say.
We're recording in person. We're finally going to see each other in real life.
Correct.
But not a month for me. Actually less than a month for you guys.
Did you just message me 10 minutes ago or was that ages ago?
No, that was a while ago.
Oh, then why was it 10 minutes ago?
An hour ago. Because my internet probably just came through. Yeah, I'm using one bar on 4G, so it would have just come through.
Yeah, because if I'm going to be honest, your audio is going all robot-y as well.
So it's I've got a fucking LAN cable, so maybe I just have shit internet.
No, I think it's you. I do have a question for our fans in the YouTube comments or on Spotify. You can listen and watch on Spotify, by the way. My question to you is, have you ever wanted to start a YouTube channel?
I don't like that question.
Why?
I reckon I've met about 50 people who have wanted to start a YouTube channel and have claimed...
Well, that's why I want to know.
I don't like those people.
Oh, do you want to fucking ask a question then? You can't show up late to the podcast. Thank you for watching the On We Talk podcast.
Have you ever started a YouTube channel is another alternate question, but yes. I want to know what you have done, not what you haven't. Not you, what you've wanted to do. I want to know what you... That's a quote from Matt Faber of We Speak Source 2.
Fair. Okay, look, I'll go with that. If you want to listen to a bit more, we're probably going to go for another like 20, 25 minutes or however long I can stay in this fucking
longer.
Okay, see you guys. We're going to be in the after show. Bye.